This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Hey, welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Excited to talk a little more about Daniel. Yesterday's episode, we talked about how Daniel was reading God's word. Daniel prayed. Third point is he prayed confession. He didn't start off with what he wanted. He started off on a beautiful prayer of confession. This is in Daniel 9 to start all this section off. So many more things I love about just these few chapters right here. After Daniel's done with his confession, he then pivots. He says, let your anger, talking to God, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem. Why? Why did he want that? Why did Daniel pray for Jerusalem at all? Why did he want God's fury to be turned away so that Jerusalem could be more prosperous, so that the economy could grow, so they could get more stuff? Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications. And for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. He was praying for Jerusalem to cause God's face to shine on his sanctuary. The prayer was to bring glory to God. His prayer wasn't to benefit man, although it would. It was to glorify God. Does that difference make sense? Most of our prayers, my prayers, to glorify me, to glorify us. But Daniel's point was to glorify God. Now, check this part out. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, who I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. So the angel Gabriel flies in. It's pretty cool. But I think this is the best part. The flying part's not even the best part. I think the best part is Gabriel says no. Right? So the whole thing is Daniel's like, hey, the 70 years is up, right? And Gabriel comes, he's like, nope, it's not 70 years. It's 70 times seven. Maybe we can save that for another day. The important part is the connection between Scripture, reading God's word, praying, how to pray. It's like starting with confession and then praying that God be glorified. And what happens at the end here? This is verse 23. This is Gabriel. At the hearing of your pleas for mercy, a word went out. And I have come to tell it to you, for you are greatly loved. Wow. Could you imagine? God loves when you pray. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. God hears you. He's not half listening. He's not distracted. It's not like he has got a lot going on. I mean, he does, but he can handle it. He's outside of time. This was always tough for me to understand before I became a Christian. As I was becoming a Christian, in my pride, I was always like, hey, listen, I got it under control, more or less. God, you're busy. You can go focus on someone who's a mess. I'm pretty good over here. Listen, I'll holler when I need you, but I'm cool. I'm good. Go focus on other people. It's like my humility. Like, oh, God, please. You focus on other people. It's truly, obviously, pride. The point is, God focuses intently. He's listening to you. Bottom line here, conclusion of this episode. Jesus prayed. Daniel prayed. They both knew their scriptures. Do you want to be more like them? A friendly reminder to read your Bible and pray. MikeSlater.locals.com, commercial-free transcript on the website, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies. Hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.